Scripture reading today is taken from John chapter 7, verse 24. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment.
So let's have a word of prayer. Yes, our gracious Heavenly Father, love unconditional and unable to explain, just as your love is toward your children. Thank you, Father, that we had that love, that we can live and get that love towards others. And we pray that as children of the living God, that we will work towards that in giving the love that we need to give to other people, regardless of who they may be. And so we just ask for that strength to take that fear away from us that we may have in trying to do these things, especially for the rich and the powerful that we still need to reach. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Well, today is about who made you my judge. And I got this from the Ministerial Association. So if you would turn to Matthew 7. We know that we've read this many times about that, judging others. Matthew 7, 1 through 5. Matthew 7, 1 through 5. Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with that judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with that measure ye met, you shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considereth not the beam that is in thy own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thy own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thy own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. And we've been told that this first verse here, judge not that ye be judged, is fastly replacing John 3:16 as the most memorized and quoted verse in the Bible. To see that there, but we know that John 3:16, we could never know what it cost the Father to allow his Son to come here to this earth and to die for all of mankind. So we see that there. And then there's an old saying that if you're being chased by a bear, you don't have to be the fastest person in your group. You just have to be faster than one other person. And that same mindset lies at the heart of our judgmental tendencies that we have towards each other. And we probably have been judged by other people, and we probably judged others also too. Without that, we know that. Maybe many times without even thinking about it. Maybe we've been hurt, and so we were judging them towards that, or seeing somebody do something that we know is fundamentally wrong. But then we don't see it in ourselves. So we see that there, you know. And so we know that we're being judged by other people. And the reason we don't is because we need to see somebody better than ourselves. We have to be just better than that other person. So we find someone that we have seen maybe do something that wasn't quite right, and we point our finger. And that we know that that is wrong. So that, and Jesus revealed that fault that we have behind the attitude that the human person has. And he says, don't condemn others, and you won't be condemned. And that's true. If we don't have that mindset to do that, we know that God will be hard on us as we are with other people. So we need to treat them exactly as we would treat ourselves. And so we do that. And we just can see that in verses 1 and 2 there in chapter 7 that I just read. You know, we have to be careful with these things. Judging others kind of puts us in God's crosshairs. Instead of condemning and looking down on people for their faults, we need a better alternative, and we know that is prayer. Praying for them, asking God to help them recognize their need to change. because we may not see our own change ourselves. But here's some statements that we see maybe that are accurate. Homosexuality is a sin. Homosexuality, one needs to repent of that sin in order to be saved and to get right with God. All premarital sex is sin. Two people living together is wrong and does not go according to God's commandments. Abortion is murder. Abortion is killing a human being. And the doctors that perform it, in real rare exceptions, has committed murder. And only through God judging them will they make it or not make it. But when these kinds of statements are made, people immediately go to that old one there, to the famous, their favorite verse in the Bible, "Judge not that ye not be judged." And they say something like this, "Who made you my judge?" And we say that ourselves. Who made you our judge? And then that brings us to the question, is it right to pass judgment on the actions of others? We need to be careful when we answer this. We can see what Jesus said about this vital matter. There is a caution to be heeded in verses 1 and 2 as we read there in chapter 7. The word judge means to pronounce judgment, expression of strong disapproval or harsh criticism. It refers to acting the part of a judge or to passing judgment on the words or deeds of another. And as we said, Jesus says, judge not. Does that mean that judgment is wrong? And we know that no is the answer to that. It is not wrong. If you would turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Verses 3 through 5. Chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. "For I verily, as absent in body, but present in spirit, having judged already, as though I were present, concerning him that hath so done this deed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when ye are gathered together, in my spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such as one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus." And so we see that there. That we see that here, Paul is judging a man guilty of fornication with his wife, with his father's wife. He condemns that man, his actions, and he calls on the church to do the same, as we see that in verse 6 of chapter 7. You can see that where we're told to judge some people as dogs and swine, and as being unworthy of the precious treasures of the Word of God. So we know that there are times that we can have this judgment. And if you turn to Matthew chapter 18, Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 18. Chapter 18, 15 through 18. "Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against you, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word shall be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as heathen man and a publican. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." So we see that what will come up against people as we judge one another. And sometimes the church does need to exercise discipline against a wayward member, and we know that we have done it here ourselves, here in Elmira. So what is Jesus talking about here in chapter 7 of Matthew? The word judge, to criticize, to condemn, to censor. Jesus is talking about looking at people and attempting to judge their motives and their real spiritual condition that they are in at that time, and to see it in their lives, to look at the outward appearance. That's what we're looking at usually, the outward appearance. And a lot of ways, if we do look at the outward appearance, we can tell a lot about that person. But is it right to do that? And then also, the person who sets himself to be judge of others will himself face a judgment one day. If we do judge others, we're going to face a judgment. The critic forgets that he will also face God in the judgment, Romans 14:12 and 2 Corinthians 5:10. And if you're thinking about judging others, maybe you should look at these verses. If you would turn to James chapter 3. Verses 1 and 2. James 3, 1 and 2. My brethren, be not masters, knowing that ye shall receive the greatest condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. And then chapter 2 and verse 13. Verse 13, chapter 2. For he shall have judgment without mercy, that hath showed no mercy, and mercy rejoiceth against judgment. And then chapter 6 of Luke. Luke chapter 6. In verses 37 and 38, about judging others, 37 and 38. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into their bosom. For with the same measure that ye melt, withal, it shall be measured to you again. So we see that if we are judging others, that we will feel the outcome of that and the consequences of judging others. We've said if we are judging one another, that person will probably eventually reap what they sow. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 on that. So there is a bottom line to all this. We have no right to judge and criticize the lives of those around us. And there's five things that we can look to do about not criticizing. Don't criticize because you don't know all the facts. Don't criticize because we all fail God in sin. 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. Don't criticize because you do not know what's going in the other person's heart. Don't criticize because when you do, you're attempting to assume the authority of God. And if you turn to Romans chapter 14. In verse 12. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. And that's what we will have to do, to give that account. And then there is a challenge to be heard. If you turn it back to Matthew 7. Matthew 7. And we'll look at verses 3 and 4. Matthew 7, 3 and 4. Why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considereth not the beam that is in thy own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote of thy own eye, and behold, a beam is in thy own eye? We know that there's a different issue here than talking about the beam and stick that may be an eye. We always have a warped perception as we look and try to look at the motives of our brothers and our other people there. Just see that image that Christ is given here to us there about a log sticking out of an eye, you know, trying to remove a little splinter from the other person's eye. The word mote refers to a dry twig or a piece of chaff. And the word beam refers to a load-bearing beam in a house or just a log. And we know that's impossible to have a log in your eye. And that, and we know that taking splinters out of your eyes, because I've had them myself, you know, and sometimes that somebody goes to get that, it's easier to do it yourself sometimes maybe, but using somebody else and they start towards your eye, you know, you got to close it and start flickering it and everything else that they do it. And that's just like that. So we just pray that we will be able to take that twig out of our own lives before. Our own eyes before we go somebody else. And the trouble with judging others, that we are often guilty of the same or worse sin. Romans chapter 2, verse 1. And Jesus says that the sin of the critic is greater than the sin of the person being judged. So we have to be careful when we do that. Yes, we know that we are going to judge angels one day. That we are going to look at the books and see the books and to see why this person is not in heaven or this person is in heaven. We're going to see ones in heaven that we didn't think should be there and vice versa as they look at us. So we see that to know that we know that we lack a genuine love for our neighbor if we are judging others. Matthew 22:39 tells us that. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. What does that really mean? I think we both, each one of us has to answer that. To love our neighbors as ourselves. And sometimes that's hard to do. Because it's something that's happened in the past with that neighbor and you're being, you know, acquainted with them or something. And for that to, you know, be that and not to judge. We know that sometimes that it's hard to do. But an old poem from G.W. Cook puts it this way, and I think that I've heard this before too. There is so much good in the worst of us, and so much bad in the best of us, that it hardly behooves any of us to talk about the rest of us. So we do, if we're going to talk about somebody, we should look at ourselves first. And it's always the adage to say that if you can't say something good about somebody, don't say anything. If we would take that to heed, that it would really work in our heads. And number three, there is a counsel to be honored in verse 5, there in chapter 7, verse 5. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thy own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. You see that? He calls these people that criticize hypocrites. And then he offers valuable counsel to these people that are judging us to fall, that they're going to fall into that same trap once in a while. We pray that we don't do that, but we know that. And he tells a would-be judge to clean up his act first, clean up his own life, so that he'll be in a better position to help his brother. And so we know that we need to do that. We need to have hearts that are clean, and we're told that we will be able to see clearly. To take them scales off our eyes so that we can see clearly. We will see our own hearts more clearly. We will understand we ourselves are sinners who are prone to fail. We will see God more clearly and better understand that we will stand in judgment before Him someday. We will walk more clearly, see people's need for love, compassion, and help. And we can see that, if we could see that with the rich and the powerful, the ones that are in authority, to see that they need that help and that we can give it to them if we humble ourselves and approach them in the proper way that Jesus has told us to do that. And that we can reach out to them as our eyes are fixed upon Jesus and fixed upon what we perceive of them, and we clear it up. And then we can reach out to them in the right spirit to a fallen brother or to a lost sinner. We will not approach them with a spirit of judgment, reproach, or condemnation. Rather, we will come to them with a spirit, compassion, and restoration. And that's the way that it should be done. We see that we knew that. Some quotes from Ellen White that I have. Desire of Ages, page 314. Says not to set ourselves up as a judge, since you cannot discern motives. You are incapable of judging others. There is one thing that we have not a right to do, and that is to judge another man's heart or impugn his motives. Evangelism, page 313. In judging and condemning a brother, they have undertaken to do a work that God never put into their hands. The Fifth Testimonies, page 347. And as I said, if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. 2 Corinthians 3:5. So we know that we need to be careful as we are judging others. We know that it's not wrong to confront a person about his sin. In fact, it is wrong to do that. If you turn to Leviticus chapter 19, Leviticus chapter 19, Leviticus 19, verse 17. 19:17. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Also Proverbs 27:5, and then Matthew chapter 18. If you turn to Matthew chapter 18. Matthew 18, verse 15. 18:15. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. And if he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to gain our brother. Refusing to comfort and confront a person about him or his sin is just as wrong as a doctor that refusing to confront a patient and tell him about his or her sickness. If we want to understand what Jesus said in Matthew 7, we must also understand what he said in John chapter 7. If you would turn to that, that'd be the last verse for today. John chapter 7. John 7, verse 24. 7:24. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. So we are not to look on the outside. And we do not know the inside. We do not know the heart of that person that we may be judging. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. And that says it all. We know that we cannot judge a tree by its fruit. We can't judge a book by its cover. But we can judge the book by its content. So we look and see that there. And the key is not to judge by appearance. And we need to follow Jesus' advice. Judge not that ye need be not judged. Matthew 7:1. And I pray that we will do that in all of our dealings with other people that we have, may have animosity to, or that we may have a problem with, and that we will not judge that person, and that we will obey the words of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Father in heaven, as we leave this place, we thank you for the blessing of coming together to meet in your name, to be in your presence, and to be reminded again that we are living in the time of judgment, and the way that we consider these things and the way we think of one another has a big impact on our relationship with you. We pray that during this week you would guide our thoughts, mold our thoughts to conform to the Word of God, that our lives would become a living reflection of your character to this world. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.